Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. So here we are back in the limelight with yet another extraordinary entrepreneur coming in from Europe. We're very excited to have her on with us. But before I bring her on to the show, I do want to remind you that you can see the podcast, hear the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music. We've got them also on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, and Pandora and Podbean TV. Are you going to watch the video? You can watch that on Binge Networks, Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Google Play, Daily Motion, and 100 more smart TV apps. You're going to also want to know that we do have a digital magazine. It is In the Limelight with Clarissa, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. That's Lady Carnarvon. Lady Fiona owns, with her husband, Lord Carnarvon, they own Highclere Castle in England. And you probably know Downton Abbey. That is their castle. You can read that over on Press Reader, and you can read it on clarissaburt.com. I do want to shout out to my good friends at my news desk, however, because since I've been using my news desk for press releases and news releases, I've been able to contact journalists all over the world and let them know what is happening here in the limelight. All right, with that all having been said, I am going to bring on a real trailblazer. This is a woman that is doing amazing things for women all over the world, their empowerment, and I'm going to have her tell us much more about it. Marianella Mipuri, I am so glad that you are here with us because the work that you are doing, I have been following for a while. And I cannot tell you how excited I am to talk about Hera, the light of women. We're going to talk about your team, the city, your different projects, and the new perfume that is coming out for women all over the world. Welcome to the show. I know. I cannot wait to try it. I'm very excited to be also one of the ambassadors for Hera perfume. So tell us a little bit, Marianella. You were working in very high levels in the aviation industry. I think that you may have had your own companies. You were working with other companies, CEO and all the different fun things there. And you decided one day to move away from that and create Hera. What was the deciding factor there for you?
Well, first of all, Clarissa, thank you very much. And congratulations on the work of the In the Limelight.
Thank you.
A very good work, honestly. And you are really spreading the message of many people. And so it's a very good opportunity to be here with you and to talk about my projects. Yes, I was all my life an entrepreneur since I remember myself as a person. I think I started to be an entrepreneur at 18 years old. So it was a very young time. And I did the journey mostly in the aviation field because my family had a business in aviation. We started in the 80s with two aircraft that my father had, their own private aircrafts, and we started a small company in business jets, and that later became a big company. We partnered with NetJets, and we founded NetJets in Europe. I myself founded some aircraft companies, always related to business jets. Then my family pursued the way with commercial aviation. Still now, they operate big birds like Airbus 330s, 340s, and 380. So they are still in the business. And Yes, you're right. And it was actually because of the aviation that I started to remember about Hera. Because in the beginning of the year 2000, one of my advisors came in my room and said, you know that, very excited, he said, you know that you are the only woman in the world CEO of an air company. And he was expecting me to say, wow, yes. And I said, really? Because it was in that time that I realized that why was I the only woman in the world right. with that position? And right. then I started to question what is the role of women in the society and in the world. Yeah. So I think that was the first step. So it was some 20 years ago that I started thinking about that, that I started an informal movement. I started to gather some influential opinion leaders worldwide, because one of the things my business gave me was the opportunity of developing a wonderful network of people around the world.
Right.
And I was there in this world, a male-dominated world, for almost 30 years. So right. I had to follow a journey that sometimes was not easy, being a woman, being so young at the time, and developing a career in a field that was dominated by men.
Sure.
And then we did work throughout these 20 years. I helped homeless. I also helped abandoned dogs. I help women. I help projects that
are related. You have a service heart, Marianella. You have the heart of a servant. You're always giving. I love that about
yes,
you.
Yes, I am a giving person. Yes, I am. I admit that even always. And the giving starts in the family. Yep. And I always give too much to my family, and I'm very happy to give to family, to friends, to all the people around me. And so, but in 2018, I was with one friend that is now the architect of Hera City, that is Gil Bachtiar, and yep. We were in Shanghai in a luxury real estate show. That is the LPS, Luxury Property Show. And we were looking at amazing master plans of amazing projects of resorts. And then I said, well, I have to do something, but not like this, because that we didn't want to build a resort. We wanted to build something bigger. So I joined the fact that I saw that with the fact that I had my principles already very well defined, like the principles that I wanted for the woman empowerment. And then I challenged Jill and told him, Jill, is it possible to project a city in honor of women? And he looked at me and said, are you serious? I said, yes, I'm very serious. I'm very serious. Is it possible? He said, it's not impossible. So what did wow. I say? If it's not impossible, let's do it, because there is no word. There is no word like impossible. So throughout the years, the last 3 years, I had to abandon my executive work in aviation because yeah. I wanted to dedicate myself 100% to the project. And I became a philanthropist. Right. Joking, I used to say, until 3 years ago, I used to earn money. Now I only spend. But it is for a good cause. And I'm very happy to have somehow abandoned my executive life and my business.
Right.
Because I feel much more complete.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about it, Marianella. What is actually Hera City? So I'm looking at the website and I can see some beautiful blueprints, you know, illustrations, drawings that, you know, and as it says here, it's a smart green city for the future of humanity in honor of women. It's going to be a place for tourism, for business, and for living.
Sure. Of course, what you see in the website are conceptual designs yeah. by the architect yeah. to to feature what we want to actually to transmit, the message we want to give to the public. First of all, it is HERA is a platform that intends to uplift the woman and to educate humanity. That's for sure. So whatever we are going to build in that city, it's already built. What I used to say, we are just going to put in stones what is already built, because we are already in these last 2 years, and especially during the COVID time, I have to just make this small introduction that we passed from 600,000 as an international network to more than 10 million. So it means something. So it means that people are curious about HERA, about HERA City, and HERA already exists, and HERA City already exists in some appointments around the world, in a big building in Dubai that is not sustainable in terms of building, but it's sustainable in terms of principle that they do inside the building, that is wellness, and they use HERA wellness concept. In a biocultural center in the jungle in Panama, in the small village in Australia that is made of cottages, made of recycled plastic, and things like that. So HERA City exists in many siblings around the world already. So when we are going to build the city, and I will talk about the city, of course, when we are going to build this city, it's just going to put in stones what we already have built, because everything is there, and the city is going to be the place for the change. Why does it have to be a city? It is very, very necessary to have it.
Because it should be a mindset, right?
It is a mindset, and it's going to be a game changer, because we need to change something. And this virus that suddenly came to our lives and changed everything only showed us that we actually were in the wrong way, and we had to we have to move in another way, in a completely different way. So I think that that's why we grew during COVID time, because people also realized that our message and our mission was is very much needed to make the change of paradigm in this world. So this city has to exist, because it has to be a physical place, not only where all the women will come and gather. And when I talk about women, I also talk about humanity. So men are welcome. It's an inclusive project. It's for everyone, families, men, women. And it's composed by the three main pillars that are the center of the city. Right. So the main pillar is the convention center. And the convention center is also an iconic monument that Jill designed as the monument in honor of women. Wow. And in this convention center is where the change will be made, because it is an open door to all the institutions that want to come and debate about a better future for humanity and of course for women. Because why do we say that this city is in honor of women? Because I put the women on top of humanity. Woman gives birth, and birth is humanity, and woman educates a family, and a family, when it is educated, it will make the change. So the woman needs to be educated, for sure. This is a cliche, but it's not and every time it is enough to remember this. We have to educate women to educate a society.
Yeah.
And you see,
you have an amazing advisory board also. And I wanted to just take a shout out to say thank you to Mary Pagano, who is on your advisory board. And she is also was the lady that, you know, that introduced the two of you. And I know that you're moving into other spaces, many other spaces around the HERA project as a whole. And one of them is also HERA TV. And you're also in working in collaboration with Femme Foundry. So because I am also collaborating there, I thought maybe I'd just say a quick shout out to them. Where do you perceive that the HERA city, that, as far as you and Gilles, will be built?
Whether we perceive we have been offered some land, I think that the first one will be built in Morocco. Why Morocco? Because it is the place between the West and the East. It is also the door to between Africa and Europe. Yeah. It is among the Muslim territories, it is the one that is done lots of work for the woman, and so right. that understands a project like ours. So I think it would be the right place to start. And we, Jill right now, Jill is in Morocco and is taking some steps for that. We have, I should say that we have everything structured so that we can start.
So the first is a convention center, and then there were two other components. What are the other two?
Yes. The other two, of course, you have the convention center that where you will debate all the subjects and all the issues, the conferences that will take place. Then right. you have the university, which is not a university, it's more than a university. It's an institute of advanced studies in the same principle of Princeton. So we will invite many universities around the world to come together in this project and be part of this Institute of Advanced Studies that will study actually the future of humanity as a new proposal of study. And one of the things that we did in 2019, HERA launched in Cascais, here in Portugal, the Observatory for the Future of Humanity. And this observatory is coordinated by a very good friend and the mastermind that is Emmanuel Pimenta, and has the task, among others, to structure this Institute of Advanced Studies on the Future of Humanity. It also intends, this observatory, and it is part of HERA, to bring the masterminds in several fields, to bring them together, and to reflect, debate, and publish work on the future of humanity. And we have already one book published by the coordinator himself, that it's called The Bird of Liberty, and it's a manifesto on the future of humanity. And Emmanuel wrote 30 books on the evolution of humanity throughout the 200,000 years of humanity that are reflected in this encyclopedia that right. Also is supported by HERA. Wow. And so the last pillar, last but not least, we had to show the work of the women in the past, the present, and what is expected to be the future. So this is going to be a museum. This is going to be the Museum of HERA that will be there to show and to interact with the public in many senses. Wow. So the city is to serve these three pillars that are the center. Because right. who is coming there? Students, teachers, tourists, people for conferences, for exhibitions, for right. festivals. So right. what do we need? We need houses, apartments, restaurants, shops, hospitals, everything that the city
everything
has.
You would need in a regular city, of course. It makes exactly. perfect sense. And we want the city to smell really good, because I know that you have the next project, which was HERA perfume. And this I want you to explain this, because you know that I interviewed Jean-Charles Sommerot. So I did have the interview with him, as he explained how the creation and how he created and what his inspiration was, you know, in order to be able to make a fragrance for every woman, which was an extraordinary interview. Yes. I hope you saw it, but I'd like to have your idea.
It smells very good. And this is an excellent perfume, I have to tell you. But more than the perfume, that is a very good fragrance and a well-being. It's not only a fragrance of good smell, good scent, but it is a fragrance for well-being.
Excuse me.
So, cheers. And bless you. And so
perfume always does that to me, Marianella. Perfume.
So you smelled it. You smelled it. Okay. So
I don't know how we did that, but perfume always makes me sneeze.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign.
So sorry. But getting back to the perfume, I know I'm so excited also that we're going to be putting an ad about the perfume in the next magazine that is in June, of In the Limelight magazine. And you have different women ambassadors all over the world that are promoting the perfume to women all over the world. Why a perfume? What was the idea behind that?
Oh, I have to tell you the story because it's very interesting. I was in India with Mary Pagano. By the way, that you know, Mary, she's a wonderful,
wonderful
advisor, wonderful person, wonderful friend, wonderful everywhere, in every sense. And we were together with our ambassador in India, Sangeeta Ahir. She's another amazing person and friend. And she's doing a lot of good work in India for the woman. And she had a project that was called Wish. Wish for a wish, but also wish as women investing in sustainable housing.
Oh, so, love that.
Yeah. So what was the project Sangeeta had? Sangeeta has a will that all women in India should afford to have a own home so that they become more independent. This was a way to empower women. So she started to think about the project for facilitating houses for the women. And she went and speak. And when we went to India, we had these meetings with the ministers, with the builders, and so on, because we wanted to support this project. She wanted to give the houses. So she spoke with the builders in order that they reduce the price of the houses, because the purpose was social responsibility. So instead of paying taxes, they would avoid paying taxes and reduce the price for a good purpose. And then she went to speak with the banks to have better conditions, include a life insurance and a health insurance and so on. So it was really an amazing process. And it worked through a lottery. So Sangeeta announced the project and in a newspaper, and by the selling a lottery, she could afford the money to stay in escrow in the bank and allow these projects to go on. But I could not replicate the lottery around the world, because lottery is something that each country has its own policy towards the lottery. In my country, for example, I cannot sell lotteries. So I had to think about something that was common to every woman, and that would help to spread the message, to make women responsible for other women. Because the principle of this wish is that 200,000 women come to help 100 women. Wow. So in the same principle, we had to have something that would make women able to help other women.
Right.
And at the same time, we thought about this perfume not only the mission of making women responsible, the women is by buying it instead of buying just any perfume. If they buy Hera perfume, they know that they are going to help some woman around the world that needs
that
help.
Extraordinary. So tell us when the perfume is going to be available to the public and where we might be able to buy it.
Okay. We don't sell perfumes, as you know. We are non-profit. We cannot sell perfume, but I think it would be available to the public maximum in 2 to 3 months maximum, because now the producer is in contact with distributors, and hopefully the more distributors we have, either if it is a platforms online or duty frees or shops or consortiums. Wonderful. The more we sell, the more we can help.
The more we can help. So, that's an extraordinary concept. I love to close the show on that. the more we sell, the more we can help. I'm going to remind everybody where they can find you and Hera City on social media. Everybody, it's on LinkedIn at Hera City. You can go to YouTube. The channel is also there. Instagram is Hera_City. And I cannot thank you enough, Marianella Mipuri, for being on the show and for all of the extraordinary work that you're doing to empower women all over the world. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Stay right there. And I'm going to give everybody an appointment for the next show. You know what we like to do here in the limelight, and that is to bring on an extraordinary entrepreneur every time. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of the In the Limelight podcast, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can listen to this and all of my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You'll find all of my videos and the In the Limelight digital magazine on clarissabert.com. And don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the limelight.